Basic Zampash is Hazindu.
Morning. There's a very well-known story of in the Naitri Yeshiva in Mount Kisco, that they after the Minig Yisrael Ba'elach Eden is after Ne'ilah, after Shema Yisrael, after Tkiyah Shofar. Everyone does arikud, no one dances, everyone sings. People are usually bezreim masruach after ne'ilah. All your averus wiped away. Tzadikim said that be, if you live one Yom Kippur, 70 years of your life, you should be dancing with joy. So after Yom Kippur, eating potential. And the yeshiva in Mount Kisco, there was a bachar, everyone was dancing, everyone was besimcha, but the soim was hanefesh. And there was one bachar sitting in the Karen Zovis, and he's sabroch, and he's shover, he's mamish achli nishvat. So the mashkiach, tzaddik, Rabbi in the forest, went over to him, says, why are you so long face? So he said, Rebbe, who knows whether my tshuva, my tefillah was accepted? Who knows what the future will bring? The Bali Musri, I'm adding, used to say, Nebuchadnezzar's terrible most. He used to say, Nebuchadnezzar, there was a young boy before his bar mitzvah, he's already ready, he got his nusut, everything, and his mother, Nebuchadnezzar, passed away. No one had the heart to tell the bachar, you know, this is terrible, terrible news. So what they did is they put him on his brand new suit, and in the pocket they put a message that your mother died. The Bachar Nebuchadnezzar looks in the pocket and he sees the message. So the Bali Musa said, yeah, it comes a new year, the Abish to give us a new suit. Yeah, and but who knows what's lichtzich in the pockets for the new year. So for Shteitzach, he was very subrochen at this moment. The emes is, Sadiq would say, right after Ne'ilah, we daven Meir, we make a bracha, slach lonu. What's the, you haven't even had an opportunity to sin.
Yeah.
And there's many answers. One of the answers that Yikim said is, maybe a Yid had a tzel shel sofik with the Eibishter's rachman to give slicha, and for that you need immediately to say Zachanin Kapor. Anyway, this Bachar Nebuch was torn. So the Mashiach Rebbeinu went over to him, the big tzaddik, have a sefer, gevaldik a sefer. And he told him that he remembers when he was being taken to the camps on the cattle car Nebuch in the war. And it was Nebuch a terrible scene. And there's old people singing Tillim, and there's young people clinging to their mother, and people are fainting, and people are breathing the last breath. And he saw in the cattle car, he's trying to mechazik Eden, and he sees a fellow, very tall fellow, very handsome, blonde, blue eyes, mamish an Aryan. And he looks, doesn't look like a Yid. And he goes over, strikes up a conversation with him, and he says, indeed, he was born a Goy, a German Goy, and one day he was walking in his hometown, and it was towards evening, and he passed the local synagogue, and he heard singing, and he said he was mesmerized. He never heard such soul-captivating, right? And he stood there, I couldn't move, and he saw people coming out with their talis and their kittel, and there was a glow, there was a radiance, a luminosity on their faces, mamish like malach, like angels. And the guy said, I want to become a part of this people. And he converted, came a Ger Tzedek. And afterwards, his original family wanted, they saw, you know, he was looking at, well, which machine is going to become a Yid, become a Mizgayer, Mamish, Hitler is coming. And he refused, I want to go with my people. And he was in the cattle car, never going to the camps. And so Rabbi Yoina turned to this Bacharel, gave him a kush, and he said, One cannot imagine the radiance, the glow, the lichtigkeit that comes off a Yiddish upon him. It's Telem Olikim, Moitzoy Neil. That was Menachem. But Emes, it says in Sforim that Ni'ilo is the moment when the Eberstuk, it's called Ni'ilo, because the Eberstuk closes the door. Except that he closes the door. The Avoid of Ni'ilo, I mentioned this I think last week, it says in Sforim, is today when we burn it, saying we have no Beis HaMikdash, that which the Kohen Gadol achieved by going in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Pasuk says, B'chol Odom Liyah Ba'el Moyeh, B'voyeh L'chaper La'Kodesh, which Chazal Darshan, even the Malach Yasharis, Malachim Sraf Moifanim, are not allowed to enter. Aldera said by us today, Ni'ilo is the moment where Yisrael Malkul L'chodoy, where even the angels can't go in, and you could achieve what you can't achieve the rest of the year. And based on this, the famous vort of the Meshech Chochma, the Gemara says in Yuma that there are those, there are every Aveira, every whatever, has a different type. A Mitzvah Saseh, and Yizos Rishon, Tshuva immediately helps. Alois Saseh, Tshuva is Toilo, you have to give Yom Kippur. Strong Aveira, Rachman Olazan, you need Tshuva and Yom Kippur, they're toiling, and Yisurim and Markin, Rachman Olazan. But there's one Aveira that even not Tshuva, not Yom Kippur, not Yisurim is atones. That is Chil Hashem. Says the Meshech Chochma, you say over and over in the Ila, the final tav, final prayer, you say over and over the pasuk from Yecheskel, various psukim, that the Ebrei says, "Le'ach peis b'mayisametzkim b'shuvah v'tarik." All I want Tshuva, I don't want death. In other words, I don't want here, and you don't need death as the tikkun of Chil Hashem, because the one moment a year we can mistaken Chil Hashem is the Ila. Why is that? Says the Remeir Simcha Pashut Davort. A person sins against the king. So you always have a sanegar, a defense attorney who stands up and is macked in davera, it wasn't so bad, and he finds a way to defend, to be megan from the kitru. But if the person sinned against the king, he was murdered by malchus of the king, then if anyone, a defense attorney, would stand up and try to lessen the severity of the aveira, then the defense attorney himself is over on Amri the Malchus. He doesn't understand the Chumri Shebedover. So when it comes to the aveira, why is Chil Hashem not Tshuva, not Yom Kippur, nothing else helps? Because even the Malachim, Michal, whatever, the Sanegar of Kal Yisrael, when it comes to Chil Hashem, is silent. Right? What happens in the Ilu? There's no Sanegar, there's no Malachim, B'chol Odom Liyah Ba'el Moyed, even the Malachim. And then when the Eibishter is alone with Kal Yisrael and locks the door and no one else is present, you give Mechaper Chil Hashem. And I explained that yesterday, for the Ilu, the Sforim HaKadoshim, Tzadikim said the Ilu is the same letters as Leha'oni. Tzadikim said, Shmelk and others speak, that the Ikur Tfila of the Ilu is for the Oni, Reichiv Allah Hamoir, for the Til the Oni Kiyatov, the Oni, the Mashiach is late, the Geula is held back. That's what you daven for in the Ilu. Why? Because the greatest Chil Hashem in the world is that Eden her Manchester that were still stuck in this rotten goats. And that you can misak in Dafka by Ni'ilu. So Ni'ilu is at the Hoiv in a moment which you have no other comparison the entire year. And therefore, the Ilu of Ni'ilu, the din is, is that immediately after Ni'ilu, what do? Right after you break your fast, you go and you're Uysik in the midst of Sukkah. So the Svarim explained that Pshat is, L'churi, you would have thought that you want to be married with Zchuyus and far the Mishvot, when should you build your Sukkah? When did the Minig Yisrael to be Uysik in Sukkah? Dafka Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Says Reb Henoch Karelenstein, because the whole, the Ishavus, the Chefts of Sukkah, is only created through the Kedusha of Yom Kippur, which we'll discuss today. Aldera, the famous word, I say every year from the Bisharin, there's an expression in Yiddish, Dervas hot the Meya hot the Deir. So the Deacon Taich, the one who has the Meya Koilus. And from there comes the Meya Koilus of Rosh Hashanah, comes the Keteiris of the Kohen Gadol of Naivilus Nim on Yom Kippur. From that comes the Kedusha of the Schach, which is also Gematria 100, 60, 20, 20, the amount of keys, Shvarim, and Teruah, and Sukkahs. Because the Sukkah is Nishava, the Sukkah is the Viminit Chapkeni, which brings out the embrace, Begoli, of all that we achieve, Rosh Hashanah, Aser Shemitruva, etc., etc., etc. Yom. And therefore it's Yaduah, just before I begin the share, everyone knows that the day Mitzvah Yom Kippur is called God's Nomen, Hashem, Hashem. right? Because Kiddu in Sforim, the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, is connected, Mechuvin connected the 4 letters of Hashem's name. I think I mentioned 2 years ago, if my memory serves me correctly, it says in Sforim HaKadosh that in the Ilu you say over and over the expression Bris Shloish Esrei. Bris Shloish Esrei Matevis is Gimachia 1820. What's 1820? There are 1,820 times that the Shem Havayah is mentioned in Chamisha Kum Shiter. Moreover, it's the gather of, Rav Shor says this, Soyid Hashem Lireyev. Soyid is Gimachia?
70.
70 times. Rav Shor Mech Yerim. Teren Yikrav Aniyan. 70 times 26, Soyid Hashem, is also 1826. And the Pasuk Vayiter says another Pasuk, also by Yigim Osarachman, Va'ata Yigdolna Koyach Adnai. Koyach is Gimachir 28. Adnai is 65. How much is 65 times 28? 1,820. Hello. Which is also the Gimachir, Mekadesh Yisro, Mekadesh Amma Yisro. Excuse me. Mekadesh Amma Yisrael al Yechupa Vikidushin. Everyone knows Yom Kippur is the Chinas Luchashnias Viter Chupa Vikidushin. Mekadesh Amma Yisrael Yechupa Vikidushin is Viter 1820, which is also Begimachi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Teira and Yisrael Echot is 1820. So there's a Gili of the Shem Havaya, the Koyach Adnai, the Soyid of Havaya, which is Niskala in these days, and through that, through the Avodah of Yom Kippur, your Mamshich, the Kedusha of Sukkah, every school child knows that Sukkah is Gimachi Havaya Adnai 91, which we say in Dav Ato Seiserli. Hello, Ato Rosh Tevis. Ato is one. Aleph Seiserli is a Viter 91, which is Sukkah, which is the Bechina of Mitzar Tzareini Day, which protects us, whatever, etc. And that's the reason, by the way, Derech Agav, that we finish Yom Kippur and Ne'ilah, which we cry out Shema Yisrael. And the words Ato Seiserli in my Oisius Vatevis. Excuse me. It's Gimachi 1118. The Seid of Yisrael and Raisin and Kudjabichu was all Echad. And this Achtus of Klal Yisrael, Torah, the Eibishter, the Shem Havayah, the Koyach Adnai, one is Mamshich in the Kedushas HaSukkah. And therefore, the Gemara, this is what I want to talk about today, before I say Hakdom, after I say Hakdom. That's why it says in Svarim HaKadoshim, Gemara in Sukkah Daftes, Kishem Shech, we learn from Pasuk, Chag HaSukkis Tochag, right? Shivas Yomim, 7 days of Sukkis. Chag refers, as the Gemara, to a Korban Chagigo. Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim on the Chagigo, on the Korban, so is Chal Shem Shemayim on the Sukkah. Are you with me? So just like there's a Kedusha, a Kedusha's Haguf, we'll discuss this in a minute, on the Korban, so too there's a Kedusha in the Schach. Whether it applies also to the Defanis, we could talk about another time. But there's an essential, innate, intrinsic Kedusha, which is Chal on the Sukkah. And therefore, everybody knows that's the reason, says Lavram, says Emes, the din is that a Sukkah which is not high, Asara Tvachim, is Psula. Because the Gemara says in Sukkah that the Olam LeYardu Shechina LeMata Amei Asara, and the Schach, right, is the place of the Eskalas of the Shechina in this world. That's why it says in Sforim that there's a Habamin in the Teres Gehanim, that where do you have to build the Sukkah? Dafkan Harabayis. Because the Sukkah is Bechinas based on Mikdosh, it's a place where Kedusha shines. And I tell my Olam every year that that is the reason that you have to be Dan Hoga in the Sukkah, has to be Bedugmo, how you be knowing in the Beis HaMikdosh. Right? And for example, the Mekubolim bring, one should have the shulchan, the table in the sukkah should have 4 feet. Why? Because the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash was had dalad regal. Right? What's the connection? The sukkah is what the Tver Shleimer calls hamokim mashayivchar Hashem alikach. It's like a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, just like the Beis HaMikdash, you don't make a kapandria, and you don't, you know, Merakik, you don't spit in the, you don't bring in, a person would never go. I once saw a Yid sitting and eating in the sukkah, having mezonos, whatever, like after for breakfast, reading a newspaper. Would you bring a newspaper in a Beis HaMikdash? Hello? That Haga of Yid, what he says, what he does in the sukkah, should be mamish as if you're standing in a Beis HaMikdash. Tzadikim were menashik, the Rebbe Yitzchak Berditchever, they say, he was so nislai from the Kedusha, the Schach, the sukkah, he used to climb up to try to kiss the Schach, and the whole sukkah became possible, and can you do it the Maises from Rebbe Yitzchak? But he had a great chavivus, nislavus, dafka from the Kedusha of the Schach. I want to talk about the Kedusha of the Schach for a minute. Before I do so, just one parenthetically add something, which I didn't get a chance to say last week before Shabbat Shuvah. I mentioned the Sfasemis, who says there's 10 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Yeah, makes sense? Yeah. Which correspond to the Asorim Amore Yeshebehem Nivrhoid. So Rosh Hashanah is Keneged Bereishis Bor Elokim, we discussed. And Yom Kippur is Keneged Naso. And this explains a lot of things that ain't coming good. Just want to add one vort, right? Vayomer Elokim Nasa Odom, which is Gematria 813. Yeah, agreed. Rabbi Sternbruch, you agree? Okay. Yeah, Vayomer Elokim Nasa Odom is 813, which is also the Gematria. I didn't have time to say this. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Oyer Vayhi Oyer. There was a gewaltige light which the Eibishter created. The Orakonus, Nikdas, and Teirev, Chulu. This Vayomer Elokim Yehi Oyer is Mechuvin Keneged Vayomer Elokim Nasa Odom, which we explained last week, that the Eibishter becomes Kvayachal Yisrachweish, a Shutif with Knal Yisrael in our creation. We create ourselves. Tshuva, Chisamesim, it's all Nasa Odom. Which 8:13 Vayomer Elokim Yehi Oyer Vayoyer is also the gematria of Vayavdil Elokim Ben Ha'Oyer Ben Ha'Choshech. He separated between the light and the world. People who weren't worthy of tapping into that light, he separated between the Oyer and the Choshech. Which now I understand. I haven't seen it anywhere. But I think Pshat is that's why the Gemara says in the beginning of Avodah Zarah that when La'asid Lavi, when Mashiach comes and the Goyim will say the Eibishter plays favorites, and the Eibishter will say there's a mitzvah kala, the mitzvah sukkah, and the Goyim will be buoyant in the sukkah, because the sukkah is Vayomer Elokim, and that goof is the same gematria as Vayavdil Elokim Ben Ha'Oyer Ben Ha'Choshech. The sukkah is mavdil between the light and the dark, which the Imre Chaim, the Vishnu Zareba, says is also the gematria 8:13 Vayovei Moshe Va'Aron El Oyel Moyed. Again, right, you again, whatever. And it's also the Medrash says, just one more vort, that Be'emes, why did they say Nasa Odom? We explain Shutzis. But the simple Pshat in Medrash, every school child learns in Cheder, is it's a Poshen expression of Anova, that a Godel is Nimloch Bekotten. The Eibusher takes the advice, the counsel of his Malochim, although he doesn't actually need it. Right? That a gadol is nimlech b'kotn. In other words, a person shouldn't be misgoy, should have the midah b'shtavos, etc., etc. Now you all remember that when the Eibishter created the Shnei Ma'oiros HaGedoyim, the Chama and the Levona, the sun and the moon, and the Levona came with Makatrig, Efshel L'Shnei Melochim, Shishtamish to B'Keser Echot, can't have two kings with one crown. So the Eibishter is a Pgam, the Shil Gaiva, whatever that means, right? So the Eibishter told the Levana, L'chi v'tismati asatzmeich, lessen yourself. And that's the tikkun for the Begim and the Levana, where the emes is, what's Pshat? It wasn't just up. I said something wrong to Levana. Asher Al came, we're going to squash you, cut you down to pieces. Save the Svarim HaKadoshim. If a person isn't on of, then you're able to have Shnei Melochim with one kiss. And the pasuk says in Yeshaya v'hoya or halavana ka'er chama that we'll have taka shnei melachim levana and chama, which and all that symbolizes gabi klesis Yisrael b'keserech. Therefore, says the Chikavertayin, or halavana ka'er chama is gimachshir levnishpuk. When a person has a sabrach in hearts, when he has a nova, then he's able to have l'chiv v'tismati es atzmich is keserech. You want to hear in Santa Zach, Vayomer Elokim Nasa Odom, which is Gematria all the above, is also the Gematria says, the Bechayim says this, the El Torah, the Jikvardayim says this, that 813 is Gematria 2 times Melech plus Keserecht. Right? And therefore on Rosh Chodesh comes as a tikkun for the Pagam of the Levona that it claimed the Yefshel Hashem, right? What is the Gematria of Rosh Chodesh? 813. which is gematria 2 times melda plus kesarecha, which is gematria vayemelikim nasa odom, which is gematria vayemelikim hier vayhier, which is gematria vayadlikim in armenachoshin, etc., etc., etc. What do I learn from this? It comes Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, as the Rebbe Yitzchok famously says in Kedush Levi, Ein Yom Kippurim is kaper ashi yikonos b'vchinas ayin. Yom Kippur, a yid is a brach, and his closest is, right? He comes as a broken heart with anova before the Eibush, kedalu b'choroshim. So therefore, through that, because a yid is a brach, and his efshel l'shtamnish in the keser ha-melech, you're able to bring down the highest levels, you're able to tu'uf the nasa odom, and you have this gevaldige oir, and vayadil ikim, you separate, you know, the difference between the yid and the goy, v'chulu v'chulu. And now I understand why a sukkah is Bifchinas Eretz Yisrael. I've said countless times for a Mendel Vitebsker that it says the pasuk Toiva Horetz Ma'oid Ma'oid. How are you zoicha to be margish kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Dafke through Ma'oid Ma'oid Havishvalbuch. So after Yom Kippur, when a yid is sebrochen and a yid reaches a madrega, and through that you come to a gevaldige madrega of Tara. Through that, a yid is zoicha that is able to tap into this gevaldige level of kedusha. The Eibush Shechina could be shoyer in him. It's not the Eibush dwells as daka. So after Rosh Hashanah and Eses Mitzvah and Yom Kippur, a yid comes to dwell with the Eibush and have the inyan from Yemini to Chapkein. Yeah. So that's an introduction. So I want to discuss today, just briefly. I don't really have the time to go into it. The concept of the kedusha of the sukkah, the kedusha of the schach. Now, if I had the time, which I don't, and if I had the time to prepare, which I didn't, right, I would tell you a whole thing in lumps. But maybe David shall help and have another gelegenheit. But we all know that the ikar kedusha of the sukkah is in what? The schach. The schach. That's what's called the sukkah. The lashon schach, which is the tzeil. We won't discuss this once in the past. The tzeil is a chelik atzmi of the sukkah. Okay, the line is it. Now, when the Gemara said in Sukkah, we quoted above, right? The Keshem Shechal Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga, so too is Chal Shem Shemayim on the Sukkah. It's Zichar is referring to the Schach, whether it refers to the Tfanis we could talk about. Remember the Machlokes Yishrein Mech. Now, there's a big Machlokes I'm not going to get into now. What is the halachic status of the Kedushas HaSchach? Bipashtus, without getting involved in anything deep or whatever. The simple reading of the text of the Gemara is that what? That just like the Shem Chal Shem Shemayim on the Korban, right? So too the Shem Shemayim on the Schach. So the Schach has a din of what? Kedushas Aguf. In other words, you can have two types, you can be makdish or something. And when you makdish this item to Bedek Abayis, so that's Kedushas Domim. The value, the monetary value, is sanctified to Gavoyim. But if something has kedushas domin, shat is something has kedushas domin, I could be paid it. I give money to the Ginsburg, and my object returns to its state, original status of chul. Right? Something which is kedushas haguf, it's intrinsically holy, innately holy. Right? You can't. There's no tumur. It's there forever. And what's interesting here is the simple reading of the text is actually a big machlokes rishayim, and we could talk about it for days, but whatever. But the way the Rashba, I think it's a Rosh and other rishayim learn, it's a machlokes. Literally, the kedushas haschach, right, has intrinsic innate kedusha. Lomer zog. 1 second. The lomdas we could talk about. The halach, there are numerous nafgaminas laloch. I'll give you an example, right? When it starts raining in your sukkah, yeah, then the din is alpi alocha, go out, right? And if you don't go out, you're a hedi. And you and I know that all the great tzaddikim, they said, I'd rather be a hedi but sit in the sukkah, and they all sat in the sukkah, even in the rain. The Einig Yomtiv asked the obvious question, if the schach is osur b'hanu, right? You with me? Then how could you sit in the sukkah in the rain? We don't have a shlok, right? You just, in the old days, they just sat in the sukkah in the rain, right? How could you sit? You're being nene from the schach, which has kedushas haguf. Hello?
Meila.
It's meila. How do you sit in there? Meila, you're doing the mitzvah. The schuf is the mitzvah. It's like, you can eat the chagiga. But that mitzvah is a bekach. So when I'm bekaying the mitzvah of a sukkah teshu, I understand I'm sitting in the sukkah in the rain. right? But if it's I'm potter from the mitzvah, so what gives you the right to be nene from the schach, the hagonah? We can talk about it for hours. The Shita Sagro, that when it's raining, it's no longer a sukkah. You could argue that the Torah Lamach Yasharis, Adigantum says, and others, just like a Koyan wearing big dick una, right? And Hashatn is Afel Pikain, even Shaloy, because like Torah is not given. Whatever, we can, there's hundreds of answers. The Stipler has all deal. Well, we could talk about it. But you see, the Einik Yomtiv took on the Pashtus. Some say it's like a tznai. If I'm the type of guy who sits in the sukkah even when it's rain, so I made the sukkah into a sukkah, I made it with a tznai, like I sit in the rain. Could you make a tznai in something which has kedusha saguf? Let's take an example. Let's go to different levels of simple halachim. If I have tzitzis, what is the gedder of tzitzis? Tashmishi mitzvah. If it's part of my tzitzis is ripped, a little, right? Could I use it as a bookmark in a sefer? Yeah. I can. I can't be mevaze a mitzvah, kind of bizui mitzvah, right? But I could use it for, if I have kedushas, not tashvishi mitzvah, but tashvishi kedusha, lumer zogin, I have batin, ritzua. Could you put something in your bias or whatever for a funeral? No. I want to smuggle diamonds, because I'm Jewish, right? Can I put it in the best place to do it? As we can do it, my sisters, people put it in their bat. Who's going to look at the bat and say it's a religious article, you know? Right? Could you use your batin for... No. That's your simple cut. Can I make it tonight, before I make the batin, or before I use the batin, whatever, that I could use it for chol? A tashmishi kedusha. Can I use it tonight? I have a keser of a sefer Torah, so it's tashmishi kedusha. Yeah, can I decide I want to give my grandchild a thrill? I'm going to take the keser of the sefer Torah and put it on my grandchild's head on Simchas Torah, so he can dance around with the keser of the sefer Torah. No. What happens if I made it tonight? Could I use it? Yeah. Hello. What about kedushas haguf? You can. All the tnayim in the world won't help. Hello? Now, stells of the obvious glaring klutzkash is, why in the world, with tzach, I make a sukkah? A sukkah is a mitzvah. So why should this, according to many shittas and rishonim, why should the kedushas ha-sukkah be kedushas ha-guf, not tashmishi mitzvah? Hello? Right. Let me ask you another. To understand this, let me have a simple $64,000 obvious klutzkasha. What it sukkah symbolizes, keep a sukkah, say shafti has been a yisrael, they say yes, and it's right. So, really, you know, the obvious klutzkasha is, so why in the world is sukkah in Tishrei? If I would last time I went to Cheder, they told me that the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim was Pesach. So, you should celebrate sukkah after what? After Pesach, somewhere in Sfiras Oimri. Right, so the answer you're told as a child, it's the Chazal, yeah, is because the weather is very geschmack then, so people will think that you're sitting in the sukkah what? Because it's nice weather, I want to have some cool whatever breeze, it's warm, it's nice there. So the Abishur said, no, do it right after in autumn, where it's not, because it's obvious that you're sitting in the sukkah, not l'shem whatever, but l'shem it's. You're happy with that answer? Obviously, it's one of it. It is not like the obvious answer. And how goofy, Kasha. The Eibishter made sukkahs right after Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, not just by chance, hello, because of a zaitik, a reason, some shaitish of a ilum will think that the purpose of sukkah is to get fresh air, right? Obviously, b'pnimius anyonim, there's a reason why sukkahs comes after Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, which I alluded to already before, right? And dafka, because of that, only after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a yid worthy to sit in the Shemus, in the Kedusha of a sukkah. To understand this, I'm going to quote you a maimer from the Samach Tzedek, printed in Aratayr and Chilik, Dalit of Dvorim, Drusha Sukkos. He writes very bekitz, like in one paragraph. My Numa Chutin, Tzmed Hassan and El, in his new sefer, just came out, Mamish now, he explains a bit more of the Samach Tzedek, and really he needs to explain even more, but I'll just give you I'll say a mazleg, just a taste of what Samach Tzedek says. There's a basic difference. You have a mitzvah. Mitzvah means what? A command. who could be mitzave a mitzvah? A melech. You could have a wise man, you could have a sage, you could have an intelligent, an askin, whatever. He can't be mitzavi, he can't command you. He could advise you, he could implore you, he could beseech you, he could counsel. A command, this pshat, it comes from the amelech. Amelech is mitzav. Now, what is a melech? It's a very deep word. I can really elaborate, but I'm briefly. There's two types of melechs, of kings, of melech. Right? There's a king, the mile of a king is a king has a roimimus. You know what roimimus means? In Yiddish, it's opgetrog. A king, by definition, is mishich, what do you say, the first king of Klal Yisrael, Shalom Melech? Mishich me lemaila gavoy mikolom. He's literally head and shoulders above the people, whatever that means spiritually. There's a roimimus, there's an opgetrogentheit, an aloofness of a king that is way above the people. Now, the question is, where does the roimimus of a melech come from? And here there's two possibilities. Sayyim al-Husa da'ara and Sayyim al-Husa da'ragil. You can have a king, a president, a monarch, a ruler, a leader, or whatever. Be'etzem, he's not head and shoulders above the people. Maybe a bright fellow, maybe a good person, maybe have certain qualities, certain leadership skills, right? But he's one of the boys. Yeah, like you and I, right? He may not have the highest IQ in the whole kingdom, right? Aber in Pirkei Avos you say, right? If there's no leadership, everything is anarchy, it's hefkervel, you have nihilism, right? Everyone's swallowing everyone else. You need to appoint someone as a king. Who should we point? Instead of appointing a shmerel, we appoint someone who's a gifted, talented person. But he's not the etzem higher than the people. Right? I'm not going to mention names, but if you look around the leaders of the world today, you'll understand what I'm talking about. The lav dafka, the smartest, best, most moral, decent, ethical people. Everyone knows what I'm talking about, right? Norvos. When the Am, the people, need a leader, and otherwise it's Israel Chaim Bloy, we decide, ini, mini, mini, mo, we chose this guy. But he's not like awesome. You know, when they deposed the Tsar in Russia, there was once a big chassid called Moshe Chaim Alperovitch, and he started crying. Why was he crying? For this day, believe me, the Tsar was no great friend of the Jewish people. They said, whenever he learns in Deep Maimorim, or Siddur Sforim, he always gives Mishalim from a melech. And he said, if there's no melech anymore in the world, the people won't understand the concept of malchus, that the aloofness, the infinite, infinitely higher level of a melech. Today you don't have a real melech in the world. You have a person who cuts the ribbon at the ceremony and breaks the bottle of champagne on the ship when they launch it, and does all these civic ceremonies, but a melech who has infinite power, and beyond the al shaylag, I'll be making a bracha on a melech, whatever. Okay? That's a melech whose power, so where does his power, his roimimus come from? From the people. The people, you know, you could have Jewish leadership that way. They tell the story that in Slonim, there were two great people. One was the first Slonim Rebbe, Avram Slonim, and his chaver in yeshiva in the olden days was Rav Eisel Chorf. And suddenly when the Kabriner passed away, the chassidim were maktir. They made Rabbi Eisel Slonim the Rebbe. All the, whatever, the Lechavitcher, Kabriners, Chassidim went to Slonim. And suddenly they're telling all these great stories of the Slonim Rebbe, Mosin, and, you know, Madregis, and so Rabbi Eisel Chorev, who was not a Chassid, he went over to him and said, you and I were like mates, we were Chavrusishas, you know? And suddenly you're a Poel Yeshuas, and he said, it's a simple din. He said, a simple woman is Mafrish Chalo. And suddenly the challah becomes halig, and all these dinim and azor who eats it. That's how the chassidim end the story. Now, Kal Yisrael is boicher in a person the Eibishter gives him gevaldige chichas. The Mesnagdim tell the story that Rabbi Eisel Chorev answered back to him, "Inei ubei oy bazoy the din is the cheder shoyt of the cotton shen trimu is the truma nishkan truma the challah nishkan challah." Right? So there's a roimimus of a rebbe, a king, or whatever, a tam chochem, which comes mitzad the am, the people. Then there's a type of roimimus hamelech, where it's called he's a melech be'etzem. whether people recognize it, whether people know it. He just means be'etzim shichmei l'mayla gavoy. Let me get a simple example. Gemara says, man malke rabon. You have two types of rabon, both great people. One is a guy like you and me, Nervos. He learned another 500 daf in Gemara that I don't know he learned. Or he learned it with every Rashi, every Tosfos, every Orishonim, Achronim, and his movements, Bekusa, because he learned it 300 times, Valpeh, and therefore he's strong. The Etzem, he's like you and I, but he's greater. He just learns more, he knows more. You do a mitzvah, I do a mitzvah, and this guy does a lot of mitzvahs, and he nizr, machshava dibur meis, and kalu b'chamura, and he became a tzaddik. That's him, he's like you and me, except he's more nizr. He's like everybody else, just more so. Then there's a lot of people that way. They work on themselves, they got part of it, and you know, and you try, and the Eibishter gives you out to the Shemaya, and he has gevaldige nukas. But it all starts because he's be'etzem someone like me. Right? Nervos.
Wolfgang.
Okay, fine, wonderful. Then there's a type of person who's be'etzem, is just in a different league. I'll give you an example. Rabbi Salvechir once talking to this Achtus Rabban, one of these rabbi organizations in America, RCA. And he said, there's 800 Rabbonim in this room. Right? Imagine Shel Zuchvar Atzir that the 800 Rabbanim have a vote and everyone votes without exception A. And my Zayder Reb Chaim walks in the room and he says B. Who's Machria? The 800 Shmerelach rabbis of the RCA of America? Right? Or Reb Chaim Brisker? Reb Chaim Brisker is bigger than them. He's bigger than them, all 800 collectively in their IQ, whatever. Reb Chaim is a different
league.
Reb Chaim Uzer once said, right, the Medrash in Bereishis Rabba speaks about this, the world is divided into four categories. There's the mineral kingdom, the vegetable kingdom, the animal kingdom, and there's man. Four categories. The Kuzri, famous ad, there's a fifth category. A yid is not a goy plus whatever. A yid, if you understand what a neshama is, he's not... Just like an animal is not a plant that walks around, or a plant is not a doimim that also grows, right? A yid is not a goy with 630 mitzvahs. It's like andrem sug mitzvahs, right? So the Kuzri speaks about this doimim semeya chayim medaber and yisrael. And I say, said Reb Chaim, there's six categories. There's doimim semeya chayim medaber, there's nishmas yisrael, and then there's Reb Chaim Brisker. It's like a quantitative difference. It's a different mitzvahs. You know, in Slutsk by the Beis Halevi, there were two chavrus. So the chavrus Reb Chaim Brisker with the Rogachov, right? Everyone was clearing who is greater. Rogachov is like, you know, hey, but right? So you ask a Rogachov for chosid, he'll tell you. Also, you ask a Brisker, he'll tell you. Rogachov is Bikias, he knew Shas, Bavli, Yushalmi, Zifrit, Zifrat, he said to Michilta, better than you know Ashrei with an open sitter. Backwards, forwards, upside down, he knew better. Right? From that speaking, Rogachov is very hard to understand. Actually, when they printed the Safnos Paneach, right, they sent a copy to Reb Chaim, who was a Chavrus, they were friends, they were very close. Right? I shouldn't say this in public. But anyway, but Reb Chaim Brisker commented, I don't know why he called the Sefer Safnos Paneach. He should have called it after the Mechaber's name, Yosef Rosen. Everyone looked at it like waited for 2 minutes to think, like you guys are looking at your face now, and then the penny dropped. What does Sotnas Paneach mean? To reveal the secrets. He should have called it his own name, Yosef Rosen. That means to add secrets. I still don't understand after everything that he writes, I was talking about. Just that different. Right? But the Brisker always say, Reb Chaim Brisker was a greater Bucky than the Rogachov. Why? Because they both knew Shas, Yosher, Vahofuch, upside down, inside out. Oh, but Reb Chaim's Shas is different than anyone else's Shas. His daf of Gemara, under the echos of the blood. Different meaning. You have a tzaddik. One tzaddik does a lot of mitzvahs, but I was getting fine. If you read the emes, the tzaddikim, it's not that they're living in a different world, they're attached to a tzillus, totally different. It's not that they do more mitzvahs, they're just a different, the famous mushal of the sasemes. A guy is laboring for weeks to climb up the mountain, and when he gets up, there's a little kid there. I said, what are you doing? How'd you get up the mountain? I was born here. When you're Zaydah, Zusharim, then you understand why you're on top of the mountain. He was born on top of the mountain. Under the mitzvahs. Right? The tzaddikim, Ashaloy chukim umishpotim tzadikim. So the reason you're tight is there are tzadikim which are bechinas mishpotim, and there are tzadikim which are bechinas chukim. You realize you don't begin to understand. And then there are tzadikim who speak in mishpotim, but really they're chukim anyway. Just a different get. So again, the kids, to summarize, there's a melech who's a melech through the people. And there's a melech who's melech be'etzem, whether you recognize him or not. And this helps me understand numerous gemaras like Abedovin HaMelech. Before Yotza Tivoy Ba'ulam, and he's already Nimshuk through Shaul, through Shmuel and Ovi. But yet, Shaul was still Kayim. People did, but he's a Melech Be'etzem. David HaMelech remains a Melech Be'etzem, even whether or not people understand. So, let me resume. When you have a Haktorah, the king is coronated. What is the coronation? What is that Torah HaMelech to? Depends on kind of Melech. A Melech whose Melucha comes mitzad the Am, so the coronation uplifts him. It gives him these kuchas, this yapta d'shmaya, to be a melech. A melech who's a melech be'etzem, and he's be'emes v'shich melech ma'ilah gavoyim mikolam. What does the Ak Torah do? Just the opposite. It brings him down to be able to mitzantzen himself, to be able to have a shaykhaz, to communicate, and to deal with the people and their problems. That's number one difference. Another difference is, if I have a melech who's a melech be'poyel, he's a melech through the Am, so what part of me is bottled to the melech? The Maisa. The king commands, I can't have a Hefkerbelt in the world, right? Israel Chaim Beloi without a Melech. Is my Chochma bottle to the Melech? Am I meat? No. A Melech Be'etzem, my whole being is bottled to the Melech. Everything. There was a big chassid of the Baal Tanya, the Alter Rebbe, called Pinchas Roides. Agan HaGo'inim, he was the son of Rav Henoch Shik of Shklo. He was Agan HaGo'inim, he was called the Field Marshal of the Chassidim. He was the Hoibin Yid, Mamisha. And he used to go to the Alter Rebbe four times a year, for Elul, for Tishrei, for Pesach, and for Sukkot, and for Shavuos. One year it was Tishrei wasn't well, and he had to stay home in Shklov. And he got better, and Sukkot is already better, and Shmini Atzeres he was fabringing with the Sid. He was not 100% back to normal, but he was able to fabring with the Sid. So he's sitting in the middle of the fabring, in the Sukkot, and suddenly he says, "Oi, Rebbe!" This is the Rebbe Trachter for you. The Rebbe is thinking about me now. Everyone thought this is Gaguim, he's stuck in Shklov, he wanted to be by the Alter Rebbe. After the Chassidim came back after Tishrei, and they said in the middle of the Fabring and Shmini Atzeres, the Alter Rebbe suddenly at Nazogeton, Rapinchas rises knees at Rafur Shleima, when I could do it now, I give him over Rafur Shleima. And suddenly he felt better. And they were Mechavin, it was exactly the same moment that Rapinchas Shlover said, "Ay, Rebbe," like, "Oy," you know. And the Rebbe's thinking of me, Taka, that was the moment that Rebbe in the Fabring and gave a bracha for a complete refusal. So they came, the chassidim came with a tainet to Pinchas Reizus. Yeah, for a chassid to try to make muslim is like chazatrif. It's like, you know, you think you're a rebel, like you're a rashkabag, you're a baruch hakodesh. So he said, nothing to do with ruach hakodesh. He said, the first time I went to yechidus to the Alter Rebbe, I gave him over my nefesh. When it came the second yechidus, I gave him my ruach. Third time, my neshama. Fourth time, my chaya. Fifth time, yechida. Every, my whole muhus is given over to the Rebbe. Therefore, automatically, what the Rebbe says, I feel. What he's thinking, I feel. Now, madrega ruach hakodesh. It was because of his iskashos and his masters to the Rebbe. He had no self, no ego, no I. So he automatically felt what the Rebbe was feeling. That is only a iskashos to a melech be'etzim. A melech be'poil. I'm just as smart as him. I'm just as good as him. He has this quality. I don't have it. I have qualities. He doesn't have. Therefore, it's subjective. It's not complete. Look at it on a third level. The difference between a melech be'etzim and a melech be'poil, melech through the Am, is very, very simple. The melech of the people, through the people, of the people, by the people, right? Yes? That kind of melech, his whole malchus stems from the people. On this we have the famous quotation, I know Rabbi Bechai Elohu, first one who brings it, but you all know it, we've said it many times, Ein melech b'lo yam. You can't have a melech without the people. You need a congregation, you need a citizenship, you need subjects to be a monarch. A melech be'etzem, we read the statement a bit differently, not Ein melech b'lo yam, we read it in, comma, melech b'lo yam. You guess you can be a melech b'lo yam. How do I know? I happened to daven this morning, and we say a line there: Adoyin Elam Asher Molach B'Terem Kol Yitzur Nivra. Is it how you can have a Melech B'Layom? So, v'nzich on what level of Malchus you're talking about? The lower levels of Malchus, the Malchus of Atzilus. There's a Melech. and into the world. And this melech was mitzamtzem himself, limited his output. And this melech, to communicate, to bind, to connect, mitzvah milashin safto, which means to connect, just like in English, etymologically, the word to join, to connect, is related to the English word to enjoin, which means to command. The melech, through commanding, gets a connection. So through the mitzvahs, you connect yourself to the Eibishter. That you connect yourself to the malchus of the Eibishter on a lower level. Malchus tzitzus. After tzitzus, after there's a world, after. On this level we say, ein melech leom. So what is the am mekabel through a mitzvah? I put on tefillin, I wear tzitzus, etc., etc. A mekabel from the light, from the radiance, from the kedusha of the melech. But a melech be'etzem really he's a melech with or without you. Right? Once you're attached to the etzem of a melech, who's a melech, right? This, by the way, is the difference between two expressions we've used over and over and over Aseres Mitzvah. They sometimes say ha-melech, and sometimes in the bracha we say ha-melech ha-kodesh. Melech means you're a melech, and melech b'leom, and we bing in ha-malchus, that's what it's all about. Then when we say the bracha is ha-melech ha-kodesh, we're speaking about the Eibishter who's kodesh. What does kodesh literally mean? He's aloof, he's mufresh, he's head and shoulders above. He's a melech without an am. Beterem kol yitzur nivra. And that is the... I'll give you an example. A simple example wrote in Svarim Hakdash. Lomer Zogin, you have a be'er. What do you call it? Where does the be'er come from? Because there's a mayim. From the ground, from the mayonis atoim, and it comes a place, and there's a mayin, and it spurts out, you know, what a little, teepin could very well be, and from there you have your be'er, you have your well, your whatever, right? So every day the balabos got to make sure that all any dirt, any chitzo, any stimo on the pia be'er is done away with, and then the water could. What happens if the guy, the farmer, whatever, the guy is lazy? So there becomes a accumulation of rubbish on the pia be'er. You know what's going to happen? Then underground, the subterranean waters that's flowing, it's going to find another place to burst forth, and a mayan will be in a new place. So what do you do if a few days there's a stima in the place that the mayan goes out? Just removing the rubbish, it's too late now, because already it's found another place for the mayan to spring out. Here you got to dig deeper, and that is the secret. Or we say in the 10 days of tshuva, mimamakin krosicha vaya. When normally a person lives a life, adam yosher hoylich, he do everything right. So you do the mitzvah, you attach yourself to the Eibishter, although at a lower level. But kedusha comes down. You make the kalim for the Eibishter's brachos for the Eibishter. I'll get in fight. But what if you messed up and you don't? Not only did you not make the kalim, but the teshefa, the bracha, the likus went somewhere else. Now you got to dig mimamakim to a deeper depth and uncover the source of the mayin again. That's what a yid achieves. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Mitzvah, Bifrat Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, Bani'ilah, you come to the Bani'ilah when you're alone with the Eibishter, you come to that Madrega that Yid is Nischaber, is Niskasher, with the Etzem of Hashem. The Eibishter is above the world, etc., etc., whereas Melech Beloyam, and that you evoke again the Eibishter's will to become. What is the difference between ordinary mitzvahs? Ordinary mitzvahs, you're attached to a mitzvah, a certain degree, a light. Therefore, the kedusha, since it's limited, it comes from a limited level. Therefore, the mitzvah becomes a chalus of kedusha. The fact that only in the say kedusha's dom, in the money, not in the etzem chetza, that's because it has there's a parameter, a limitation, a boundary to where you're shepping from, and therefore there's a level, the kedusha is shayra only in a limited sense, on the gelt, etc., etc. When you're attaching yourself to the essence of the Eibishter, right, which is what you do Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, by Tiyah Shofar and by Ne'ilah, etc., etc., and that is Nisgalu once again. When? By Sukkot, there was something Me'ah Tadeyah. So you're attaching yourself to the essence of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Therefore, the Kedusha of the Schach, now I understand, Shittus HaRashva, is Nitvis in what? Not in the Domim, not just as a mitzvah, no Tanai will help. In the essence of the mitzvah becomes one with Kedusha, and that Kedusha, your Mamshech, and from this one can understand the awesomeness of what one is able to achieve when sitting in the Sukkah.
Thank you.